United States.
The Republican nomination. The dance of the seven tweets. The former speaker starts a presidential campaign.
Newt Gingrich entered the race for president much as he has conducted himself throughout his political career, chaotically. In March, his aides let slip that he would make a big announcement during a stop at the state capitol in Atlanta, Georgia, only to retract the whole plan for reasons that still remain opaque. Then on May 9th, his staff used Twitter to declare that 2 days later he would issue a tweet, along with an update to his Facebook page that would mark his entry into the race. All this tweeting about possible future tweets kept commentators puzzling, which may have been part of the point. But finally, on May 11th, the immortal words, "Today I am announcing my candidacy for President of the United States," appeared on Mr. Gingrich's feed, in between a plug for an upcoming television appearance and an enthusiastic mention of a book about the Berlin Wall. Mr. Gingrich's affinity for social media notwithstanding, most Americans think of him as a figure from the past. He was first elected to Congress in 1978. In 1994, he was the inspiration behind the Contract with America, a manifesto that helped the Republicans to win a majority in the House of Representatives for the first time in 40 years. As a result, he became Speaker and proceeded to duel with Bill Clinton, the president of the day, over both budgets and Mr. Clinton's personal life. All this means Mr. Gingrich is not only known to Republican primary voters, but is something of a hero to many of them. But he is a flawed one in several respects. For one thing, he is generally considered to have come off worse in his battles with Mr. Clinton, who romped to re-election after the government shutdown of 1995 to 96. Mr. Clinton also survived the Republicans' subsequent attempt to impeach him, while the Republicans lost seats in the House at the next election. Mr. Gingrich took the blame for the party's poor showing and resigned. He has not held public office of any sort since 1998. Worse, from the perspective of many Republicans, Mr. Gingrich turned out to have just as loose a personal life as Mr. Clinton. He has been married 3 times, having had affairs with his second and third wives while still married to their predecessors. And then there is that mercurial temperament. Since he began publicly contemplating a presidential run last year, he has likened those wanting to build a mosque near Ground Zero to Nazis, blamed his affairs on his patriotism, which led him to work so hard, he explained, that he lost his moral compass, snapped at an audience member at a public event who asked him about his private life, flip-flopped on the wisdom of America's involvement in Libya, and then refused to admit that he had done so, despite being caught on camera. All this helps to explain why Mr. Gingrich is polling rather limply, despite his high name recognition. Nonetheless, he is not without strengths. He should hold some appeal for Republicans of all stripes, from fiscal hawks to evangelicals. Since converting to Catholicism in 2009, he has been complaining that America has become too secular. He is a prolific fundraiser and has created a network of activists over the years that will enthusiastically promote his cause. He fizzes with energy and ideas and seems more of an intellectual heavyweight than most of the current field, though that is not hard. Whether Mr. Gingrich turns that into an asset by appearing grave, informed, and presidential, or a liability by thinking aloud and going off on tangents, is still an open question, though we rather suspect the latter.